The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
One thing we also follow very closely is the vaccine rollout on this show. And now there was an announcement this morning, only happened 20 or 30 minutes ago. The Premier and Chris Dawson, formerly the Police Commissioner of WA, now the Vaccine Commander. And I believe this was the music that he walked in to this morning to this press conference. Okay, so maybe that wasn't actually the music, but I do think
the
that
Fizz Twins at it again.
Yeah, when you've got a title like Vaccine Commander, I think you do need a theme song.
I agree.
So we'll work on that. We'll see if we can come up with a better one.
I think there's a few we could use. Look, I don't want to throw them out there right now.
No, well, we'll see.
Next COVID's time, not going away anytime soon. Away. We can use these.
Which is exactly why the state government has announced this morning with the Premier and the Vaccine Commander a new ad campaign.
Now, this ad campaign is interesting. Have you seen it?
I have.
You have. So, you've got the soundtrack of What a Wonderful World and all these images of our WA way of life and also, you know, going on holidays to other parts
pre-COVID.
Of the world. Pre-COVID. It's very nostalgic. The problem I find with it is this feels like pretty much the life we've been living. What this ad needs is some sort of cut to black or something at the end with a message that reveals this could all be taken away.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what it's missing.
Yeah.
In my view.
Yeah, and I think you make a very good point, because I was watching it and it is lovely images of the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco and maybe a holiday in Bali on wherever it might have been. So international holidays and then everybody hanging out with their family, and that's all wonderful. Everybody's having a good time because they're all vaccinated.
Yes.
And I looked at that and as someone who is fully vaccinated, and I thought, yeah, I'm proud to be vaccinated. But I'm surely not the target audience of this advertising campaign. They've spent multi-millions of dollars to encourage vaccination. So it's the people they need to convert are the ones who currently aren't vaccinated, not people like me who already are. And so do you think it does enough to convince those people?
I don't think it does.
I don't think
it's targeting them.
That's who it should be targeting.
It should be targeting the people who are hesitant,
yeah.
The people who are thinking, oh, life's good here. Why should I get the vaccine? There's no COVID.
And it doesn't make it clear. It doesn't make it clear. As you say, it needs to have, like, it's all well and good to have all these lovely nostalgic images, but then it needs to fade to black, and then you need to have the stick. You need to have the Grim Reaper. And this is what's going to happen if you don't get the jab.
Had they shown all of that and then cut to what's been happening in Melbourne and Sydney,
100
plus days of lockdown, all this sort of stuff, I think would have gotten people up off their seats and out to a vaccination clinic, like we've seen is happening in Sydney and Melbourne, where people are getting vaccinated at a much higher rate than we are here. Our state, our vaccination rate is slowing, would you believe?
Yeah, I know.
Compared to every other state, which their curve's going up, and we're slowing. I don't know what's going on besides complacency. That's all I think. We're all in this kind of grand final, feel-good, sunny spring weather bubble. And it's lovely to be in that bubble, in this COVID world, but we need to be prepared if it does come.
We need to eventually
please
leave
don't
the
come
bubble
before the grand final.
Well, and this is the other thing. Like remember not that long ago, a couple of weeks ago, when Mark McGowan didn't want to set a date on, you know, reopening borders, and he said, "Oh, maybe it's 80%, maybe it's 80%, maybe it's 90%, maybe when it gets to 80%, then we'll think about when it's going to be." And people said, "Oh, you know, because he's not setting a date, he's actually increasing that complacency and not giving people a reason, a deadline to get vaccinated." And I have to say, I'm starting to increasingly see some merit to that argument.
So do you think perhaps he needs to say, right, your last chance to be vaccinated is December 31, and after that time we may open the border?
Yeah, we'll
by
open
then.
The borders. And then I think people go, okay, well, I need to get organised.
Okay.
I've been sitting around, I've been putting it off, now I can't put it off anymore.
But how can you sit around at home when there's a prospect of dying?
Yeah.
Like, what is more important in your life? What, going to the Macca's drive-thru? What's more important? Playing golf? What's more important than potentially saving your life
so
and saving the lives of people around you?
Because we've just been so lucky when it comes to COVID in this state. And you look at everywhere else, it's been struggling so much. But over here, we're no issues.